The Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:14. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. The reception of the Holy Spirit is the other important requirement for entering the heavenly kingdom. God had promised that he would pour his Spirit on his people. Even when Jesus was on earth, he repeatedly promised that he would bestow his Holy Spirit upon his disciples. The Holy Spirit is proof. Ephesians 1:13-14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to praise of his glory. Just as traveling to other countries requires a visa, to enter God's kingdom requires proof, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our pledge, deposit, or guarantee for inheriting God's kingdom. The Holy Spirit cleanses us. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Besides, there are many purposes for which we need the Holy Spirit in this life. Sometimes we give way to the flesh in our weakness. However, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can lead a victorious life. The Holy Spirit cleanses us if we count on him fully. The Holy Spirit confirms our godly status. Romans 8:14-15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. If we have the Holy Spirit, we are the children of God. This is a very precious status given to all those who believe in him. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Romans 8:26-28. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. The Holy Spirit also helps us to pray to God, especially during long prayers, for we do not know what to say to him. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us in tongues. But there is one condition that all of us must keep in making prayers to God. For example, we must pray with the spirit of submission to his will. Now the question is, how can we receive the Holy Spirit? Firstly, we must believe in the words of Jesus. The Word of God is power. What He promises us, He will fulfill. For example, in the New Testament, He promised to give us the Holy Spirit to His apostles. True enough, at Pentecost, 120 of them received the Holy Spirit. Acts 2. Likewise, we must also have faith, like the apostles, when we pray for the Holy Spirit. Ask. Luke 11:9-13. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? According to Jesus' teachings, God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Today, we can do the same by asking that the Father of the Holy Spirit with perseverance and sincerity. Obey God's Word. Acts 5:32. And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Apart from asking God, we need to obey His Word so as to receive the Holy Spirit. Obeying the words of God includes believing in all the teachings of Jesus and the apostles, repenting of our sins, and accepting the correct path of God. Speaking in tongues. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. To find whether we have the Holy Spirit, it is needful to examine the practice of the apostles. The evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit according to Acts is speaking in tongues. The tongues is enabled by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter used tongues as the basis to determine the receiving of the Holy Spirit in his later empowered ministry. Paul also used the same evidence to confirm the receiving of the Holy Spirit in Ephesus. The two basic functions of tongues. Primary function. 1 Corinthians 14:4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. To avoid confusion, it is essential to know the two basic functions of speaking in tongues. The first and primary function is for self-edification. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. It is also to confirm to receiving of the Holy Spirit. When we pray in tongues, we speak to God and ourselves. There is no need to impose a limit on the number of speakers. Examples include the 120 who spoke in tongues at the Pentecost and the 12 in Ephesus. Such tongues are spoken in prayers by all who have received the Holy Spirit. Secondary function. 1 Corinthians 14, 27-28. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two, or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. The second function is for the common good, that is, for the edification of others. This occurs when God is intending to deliver a message in tongues through an inspired speaker. At the same time, he will move someone who can understand the tongues to interpret the message to the listeners. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two, or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret so that the church may be edified. If no one is to interpret, the tongues speaker should keep silent and should speak to himself and to God only. In conclusion, the Holy Spirit guides the church to do the will of God, assists the church to accomplish the entrusted duties, and most importantly, is a pledge for us to enter God's kingdom. This concludes our introduction to the five biblical doctrines that are the foundation of the belief of all true Jesus Church members all over the world. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.truejesuschurch.net or www.truejesuschurch.org.